A spike in job cuts means it's time to look at where employment's growing.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Mark Garrison in for Jeremy Hobson. Big week for job numbers. Later this morning, we get weekly jobless claims, followed by the overall unemployment rate tomorrow. And just out this hour, the latest report on job cuts from Challenger Gray and Christmas. CEO John Challenger joins us. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
So your report shows layoffs last month up 30% from a year ago. What areas are making the biggest job cuts?
Retailers led the way with over 16,000 cuts. They've had 25,000 for the year. Also, the financial sector is cutting jobs almost 34,000.
And what are some of the areas where you're actually seeing potential job growth?
Well, we're seeing growth in business services, particularly in the temporary employment area. As business picks up, employers start with temporaries, and as their businesses solidify, then they turn those people into full-timers. We're also seeing growth, happily, with strength in the credit markets. The Federal Reserve's flow of funds report showed that lending to households and businesses and government saw its biggest increase in 5 years in the final months of 2012, a good sign for the job market there, as those banks and financial companies need people to process the paperwork.
And we're not seeing, you did mention about the issue of the sequester, not seeing much of that in the March numbers, but what might we see as we start to get numbers from April going forward?
We know that sequestration is going to lead to heavier cuts in government jobs. It's not happened yet, but as these roll out, local government, state government, as well as the federal, are going to have to cut jobs as they cut their payrolls and cut their budgets. At the same time, we're seeing cuts in the defense industry. Aerospace defense is already, in anticipation of military cuts, beginning to cut jobs.
Okay, John Challenger, thank you so much.
Thank you.